Very strange enough, people want to live, and whenever you come here for meditation, you are asked to die. Are you ready to die? It is that, you see, out of God in your city, you must remember that. Those who remember that, their life is changed. It is only when we forget death, we go on that, and led away by the outgoing faculties, identified with the world outside. Never dream of that we have to leave the world. So that's a good, I think, addressing you, are you ready to die? Then all right, go on. Well, sit in any pose most convenient to you. Don't touch one another. For the reason, if one man moves, the other may not be disturbed. That's all. So sit in any pose most convenient to you. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of your body. Sit quiet, relaxed but straight. Your neck should also be relaxed. So sit, go on sitting as I submit to you. Sit in any pose most convenient to you. Mind that there should be no tension in any part of the body. When you sit, sit quiet, relaxed, but straight. Once you adopt any pose, don't change, please. Be physically still. Be physically still, please. Close your eyes. Just don't think on the world outside for a while. Also, pay no attention to what is going on in the body below. Withdraw your all attention from outside and also from the body below. Fix your whole attention into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You know, when these eyes of flesh and bones are closed, they don't work. But still you see darkness with some other eye within you. That is called the third eye, single eye, or latent eye. So within your eye, don't look to the vast expanse of darkness lying in front of you, but just look into the middle thereof, lying in front of you, opposite to your eyebrows. Look minutely, intently, penetratingly to find out what is in there. Don't visualize anything. Don't premeditate anything. So fix your gaze. Along with it, have the sweet memories of God mentally at intervals, not in quick succession. So that the inner gaze is not disturbed. Go on looking continuously without break. If you continue like that for a short period, say 15 to 20 minutes, all attention from outside and the body below will be riveted there. You'll find the darkness will be thinned. And light will flow through. When you see any light, just don't look to the whole of it, but look into the middle of the room. the light will grow more and burst. All the sky may come up. If you find sky, sometimes sky comes up at the very outset. When you find that, just look minutely into it. While repeating his faith, remember the God. You'll find stars. If you find stars, just locate a big star out of that, which is referred to by all masters. That's the further way up. If you find it, then put in whole attention to the middle of the big star. That will open and you'll cross it. For the moon may come up. If it does come up, just look into the middle thereof. That will grow bright and burst into pieces. You cross it, as Prophet Muhammad crossed it. Further you'll find light, great light. God appears in some form in which He is manifest, in which He is working. If that form comes up, just put resolve your whole attention into Him, so much so that you forget yourself. You'll develop receptivity. He will talk to you as one does outside. Then you hear the sound bell coming out. This power is the Christ power, God power, or Master power. Never leave it in the end of the world. Go on sitting unless you are to leave.